You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Momentarily, we are expecting a call from number 58 himself, the Denver Broncos, that being Von Miller, thanks to Old Spice. We will get his thoughts on the new rules, how his team has started, and where he is in week number three for the NFL football season. Denver, nice win over the weekend, a come-from-behind win against the Raiders, and you know, a divisional win, a win that you need to protect your home field. And a nice start, given the fact that the Chiefs are off to an incredibly fast start. Now, the Chiefs have scored 80 points so far here in the 2018 season. So defense is going to be a premium when these two teams meet coming up in a couple of weeks. And if you're a Broncos fan, you're very happy with the start. A win at home against the Seahawks, a win at home against the Raiders, and you're on the road coming up against the Ravens. A tough team, and then you're home for the Chiefs. So this is a nice start to the season and a nice schedule for Denver to get off to a very good start. And we head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we find Von Miller, who is joining us today thanks to Old Spice Foamer, a foaming body wash that lathers in a flash. Von's partnering with Old Spice for the Foam Zone obstacle course. It's a game show on Old Spice's YouTube channel, Twitch channel, and Facebook Live today from 5 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Von Miller joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Von, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Howdy, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. Tell me about what is the Old Spice Foam, what is the Foam Zone obstacle course, because you're going to be making some appearances on this thing.
I'm excited to be back with Old Spice again this season and be a part of the Old Spice Foam Zone. The Old Spice Foam Zone is a two-day football-themed obstacle course that's covered in Old Spice Foamer. The Old Spice Foamer is the instantly lathering body wash. It's a pretty good product. You know, in a shower, it's dope. Fans can not only watch, but they can also influence the obstacle course and crazy action, and do all type of stuff. They can go over to the Old Spice social media page and catch it from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Very nice. All right, a 2-0 start to you guys. The wins over the Seahawks and the Raiders. How do you feel about the start of the season for you and your defense?
Sir, what was the question?
Sure. How do you feel about the start of the season for you guys, opening up 2-0?
I think it's great. You know, it's so hard to get wins in the National Football League, and you know, to start 2-0 is definitely great for our organization. We got a lot of young guys playing great for us right now. The vets are playing great as well, and we're off to a great start. We just got to take it one week at a time and just keep pushing.
How important was it for you guys to get that home victory against the Raiders, a divisional opponent, on Sunday?
Oh, it was extremely important. You know, to win a division, you got to beat divisional, you know, rivals. And we're off to a great start one and zero in the division.
You know, a lot of people, I've seen you be asked this question a couple of times, including last night on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. But the quarterback rule, the Clay Matthews hit over the weekend, has gotten a lot of attention. You know, as a defensive player who's paid to sack the quarterback, how tough is it to play your position with the new rules?
Football is already tough, you know, and I totally understand, you know, the emphasis on protecting the quarterback, but it's tough, you know, it's a tough situation. For me, what usually works is I just go for the ball, you know, every time. I'm going for the ball no matter what. If I'm free, if I got a clean shot on the quarterback, you know, I'm going for the ball. I feel like sack, forced fumble is the biggest play in football, especially, you know, for me and my position, and that's what I'm trying to do each and every time.
Now, after the game against the Raiders, Todd Davis's penalty had your strip sack be called back, and you said Todd Davis owns you a steak dinner. Is he going to give you that steak dinner?
That's all good. You know, hopefully he will, but you know, it really doesn't matter. I understand that. You know, we all have, you know, tough jobs out there. You know, Todd definitely had a tough job in guarding the cook, and you know, I got a tough job, you know, going against, you know, the number one, you know, offensive line, you know, in the National Football League. We all have tough jobs, and, you know, sometimes it just happens that way, so it's all good.
Yeah, you know, but just with the helmet rule and all the changes, I mean, how did you guys address this during the preseason? I mean, did you guys have team meetings? Have you guys watched film? And how tough is it when it seems like the rules, like the Clay Matthews said, the rules are very much up to the interpretation of the referees?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's tough. It's tough, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, all the rules are set to you know, make the game a tougher sport, which is, you know, at the end of the day, is going to make lives, you know, better for all of us. So, you know, it's a tough week right now. It's going to take some adjusting too, but you know, for the most part, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm sure, you know, other guys, you know, safeties, linebackers, you know, they might not say the same, but you know, for me, rushing the passer, you know, I'm good. I really don't have you know, too many opportunities where, you know, I'm or get called for, you know, helmet to helmet or leading with the helmet. And I've already told you, like, how I adjusted to tackling quarterbacks. It's all about the ball for me. It's not even really about the quarterback.
Very nice. Von Miller, the Broncos, joining us. What are your expectations for this season, and what have you seen so far out of Case Keenum, your new quarterback, that impresses you?
First, I mean, the expectations, I just want us to be the best possible team that we can possibly be. And I want us to, you know, play to our full potential. And I know week in and week out, it's tough. Consistency in the National Football League is extremely challenging. I already know that, but you know, my goals is just for it to be the best team that we can possibly be with all the weapons that we have, from Case to the receivers to the cornerbacks to, you know, the defensive line. Whatever we got in us, I just want us to be able to do that. And I feel like if we can do that, I'll be okay with whatever the outcome is at the end of the season.
What has Case done early in his career with the Broncos that has sort of shown you that he can handle the position, that he can take you guys where you guys need to go? Because he got off to a rough start, but it looked like he bounced back quite well over the weekend on Sunday.
I mean, Case, he's just special. He's just got that it factor about him, you know. There's a lot of guys that can throw the football. There's a lot of guys that can make all the throws and, you know, call the plays in the huddle. But you just got to have that it factor. And, you know, Case, he definitely has it, from leadership to, you know, making the throws to, you know, from – to cracking jokes in the locker room, whatever it is, you know, Case, he's getting A-pluses on all of that stuff, and we just need Case to be Case, and we'll be all right.
You guys are a team that maybe people are paying attention to now with a 2-0 start. You have a tough game on the road coming up against the Ravens. What are your expectations out of that offense that put up big numbers in week one, but not big? It struggled a little bit in week number two with the Ravens.
I think, you know, an organization like that, it all starts with a quarterback, and they got two great quarterbacks. So you just got to you know, I know where Lamar Jackson is if he comes in, and then just get after the quarterback. They got a pretty good offensive line as well, and you know, it's going to be another tough, you know, game on Sunday. We just got to go out there and compete, and I feel like if we're able to play to our potential, we'll be all right.
You are a fan of football. You watch football like everybody else. What do you make of Khalil Mack and what he has done so quickly to that Chicago Bears defense, playing, you know, all over the football field, including last night on Monday Night Football?
I mean, it's great. You know, he's a great player. You know, the Bears, whenever you get a player like that, it instantly, you know, changes the type of defense that you are. And they were already great on defense with Leonard Floyd, Prince Amukamara, and, you know, with the rookie linebacker they picked up. He was probably the best interior linebacker that they had, and they got Danny Trevathan as well. So they're stacked on defense as well, and then you add Khalil. So it's been a great start for Khalil. And any prediction in the future says that he can continue to do the same thing.
How happy were you to see Mac and Aaron Donald get taken care of with new contracts, putting them in the same frame, same category as you are in terms of dominant defensive players and being compensated for it?
That's what it's about. Whenever you can, whenever you go out there and you perform, you deserve to get paid. It's funny, you know, in the National Football League, when it comes to paying players, it's not like that in any other sport. Basketball or soccer to baseball, you know, when it's time to pay guys, they do it in other sports. And in football, for some reason, it's just it gets kind of weird around contract time. So,
you know,
to see guys like that get paid, it's dope. It's dope for the National Football League.
Is it time for you guys to get guaranteed contracts that what you sign for is what you get paid?
I don't know about that. I just feel like whenever you play well, you should get paid for that. And you know, guaranteed contracts, you know, it might, if you guarantee contracts across the board for everybody, you know, it might change the sport, just in my opinion. So
right.
I like to see guys, you know, go out there, ball first, and then get paid. You know, guys like Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, that's how it's supposed to be.
Very nice. Von Miller joining us today. Thanks to Old Spice, the Old Spice Foamer, and check out the Old Spice Foam Zone obstacle course on YouTube, social media channels from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time today. Von, thank you so much. Best of luck against the Ravens coming up this weekend.
All righty, guys. Thanks and good.
That is Vaughn Miller on the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline joining us here on Pushing the Odds. You know, he says he goes after the quarterback and he goes after the ball. I think that's brilliant. What you saw last night with Khalil Mack coming around the corner and reaching out and taking the ball away from Russell Wilson, that to me, I think that could be what we see in the future. Now, is that tackle football? We've heard all the jokes, right? Soon the quarterback, it's going to be two-hand touch. It's going to be, you know, flag football. But if the idea is to stop the offense and get the football back for your offense, right? If that's the idea, well, then why not try for the strip sack? Why not try to go around the quarterback and take the ball away and smack the football away from him and then recover it, and versus hitting him or sacking him, which ultimately you're trying to stop the offense, and a sack definitely puts your offense that you're playing against in a very difficult position. It backs them up. But maybe that could be a solution for the quarterback. Now, you can't always do that. You got to, sometimes the quarterback's going to tuck it, and Lamar Jackson is a clear example of that. He's going to tuck the ball and run. Russell Wilson last night, I mean, their offense last night was basically Russell Wilson weaving his way through players trying to pick up first downs. I mean, I couldn't believe how bad the offense looked yesterday. Last night for Seattle, they couldn't do anything against Khalil Mack. They couldn't do anything against that defense on offense. Couldn't throw the ball. The pick six from Prince Amukamara was really impressive. That was the finishing touch on that game. And if it wasn't for the interceptions that were being thrown by Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, that game should have been a blowout. It should have been an easy cover for the Bears. Instead, it was sort of a sweating it out type of cover for the Bears that wind up getting themselves a 7-point victory at home on Monday Night Football. But maybe that's one way of trying to avoid those types of Clay Matthews hits, that if you can get to the ball, take it away. Don't worry about hitting the quarterback. Don't worry about putting a punishment on him, because you're getting hit. You're getting hit with fines and flags, and you're going to extend games, and you're going to cause your team to be placed in a very detrimental situation because you've chosen to put yourself first and take out a quarterback or attempt to take out a quarterback. Remember, this was always back in the day. I'm 41, okay? When I grew up, one of the things that the defense would always say during the week leading up to a game is, if I can put a quarterback on the sidelines, I'm going to do that. If I can take him out legally with a clean hit, I'm going to do that. That's not the case anymore. You can't do that. Tom Brady was hit low. They changed the rules. Aaron Rodgers had somebody fall on him full weight. They changed the rules. When a quarterback gets hurt, they change the rules because the quarterback is the most important player on the football field. The NFL is going to try to keep him as upright and healthy as possible. And yes, are we one day potentially headed down to a road where the quarterback might be untouchable? Yeah, I do think that's a possibility. Is that football? No. But rules change as we develop, as we progress, and the quarterback almost is untouchable right now. But the fact that the NFL is using the Clay Matthews play during their videos to teams to show them how you cannot hit the quarterback anymore, because it's a scoop, it's a pull, and it's a falling on the quarterback, so that's why they called the flag, it's crazy. It really is. You want to slow it down to, you know, split second frame by frame, fine. Maybe you can say that Clay Matthews should not have scooped up, pulled, and fallen on Kirk Cousins. But in real time, that's as much of a football tackle as you're going to find. And because the quarterback had it happen to him, that's why that happened. Thanks to Vaughn Miller for stopping by. That was a lot of fun. We got much more to come. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.